Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
But first, US President Joe Biden touched down in Knock Airport this afternoon and made a private visit to Knock Shrine. And we're joined now by Knock Parish Priest and Rector of Knock Shrine, Father Richard Gibbons. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much indeed, Samantha.
This was one of the President's few private visits, and you escorted him on a tour through the Basilica today. Can you talk us through how it went?
Sure. Well, it was an extraordinary afternoon. He arrived at the Basilica, and we brought him. He came straight in, and then he started speaking about his family immediately and about his son. Beau, who passed on, who's died. And he got a little emotional, and his sister and his other son were there as well. And it kind of struck him at that particular moment. And then we mentioned, I just heard about an hour or two before that, that we had a chaplain here, we have a chaplain here, retired chaplain, Army chaplain, U.S. Army chaplain, who happened to be at Beau's side when he passed away, given the last rites, as it were. And when he heard that, he just wanted to meet him straight away. And we said we just heard about it ourselves. So it was a very unique moment.
And we actually have Father Frank O'Grady on the line.
Oh, very good.
Father
okay.
O'Grady, if you stay with us, Father Gibbons. Father O'Grady, can you tell us a bit about your experience today?
Well, I was very surprised when I got a phone call that the president wanted to see me. And it was a delightful 10 minutes with the president. And I hadn't seen him really for about 8 years since his son, Beau, died. And also, of course, his other son, Hunter, was there. So we had a kind of a real reunion. And he certainly misses his son. And he has been grieving a lot. But I think the grief is kind of going down a bit. But we did talk a little bit about that grief sometimes can take several years. But he was delighted to see me, and I was delighted to see him because I hadn't seen him for a couple of years. He invited me to visit the Oval Office when I come to Washington again. And I says to him, like, yeah, that he's a man of great faith and that his faith would sustain him. And he kind of said it had sustained him and that. And he was just thrilled to be in Knock, thrilled to be in Ireland, and overwhelmed with the beauty of the place and also the kindness of people. And he certainly was very impressed with Knock. I think, as I say, a man of great faith. It really hit home very hard to him about his son's passing when he comes to Knock, because we talk about mysteries of life and death in a place like Knock. We deal with them all the time here, and you know. But he's as I say, like a man of great faith, and it was just a light. So it was just a coincidence that I happened to meet him, to be honest.
Father
I didn't
O'Grady,
expect it.
Just to explain to people, you tended to his son, Beau, when he was a patient in Walter Reed Military Hospital in Washington, D.C., I think you said 8 years ago. How did you come to be there at that time?
Well, I worked with the military. I did 30-year service, 23 years active duty and 7 years as a reservist. And I was assigned to Walter Reed at that particular time. I'd been assigned like for 12 years to Walter Reed, to the medical intensive care unit. And that is what the unit that Beau was in, the medical intensive care unit. He was there about 6 weeks before he died. And he had a very aggressive brain tumor that they really couldn't do much with. But he died peacefully, thank God. And I think his family were very consoled by the care he got.
And seeing you there today, you having played such a role at that time in their lives, it must have been quite emotional to meet with you again today for them.
Well, they were delighted. I mean, and I was surprised and delighted, put it like that. Father Richard had made the call this morning to one of the staff to look me up. I guess I went out and I didn't bring my phone with me. I guess I didn't think I didn't think I'd need to use the phone. But his secretary, I think it was standing right by me behind the wall, expecting to see the president go into the operation chapel. And she got the call. So it was just like something made in heaven, you know. She didn't have to look for me at all. I was right there.
It was meant to be. And Father Richard Gibbons of Knock Shrine, just returning to you, just tell us a bit more about the visit today. You gave the president a gift, is that right?
Sure, yes. Well, we proceeded in from the Basilica. I gave him a background of the apparition and showed him the mosaic in the refurbished Basilica. Then we chatted about the witnesses and all of that. He asked a few questions. His sister and his son were there. And then we proceeded to the apparition chapel. We met Father Frank there. And then we proceeded to the front where we had a candle arranged where he could light for his intentions and himself indeed. So we did that. He lit the candle. Then we came back down to the pew and we prayed a decade of the rosary together. And then I left him in with a little bit of quietness to himself in the seat. And it was quite emotional. He got very emotional. And then afterwards, on his exit of the apparition chapel, I presented him with a gift, which is the little stone from the original wall of the gable of the apparition where the apparition took place in 1879. We had some in reserve and we felt that there was both a physical and a spiritual connection with that and that he would like something like that. So that's what we presented to him. And then in turn, it was a little funny, in turn then he presented it to his sister. For the family, so it was a very family orientated moment, and then at the very end, I have a little niece here that wanted to come, and her mother and my brother, and they just want to take in like Father Frank. Nobody could get in, you know. Nobody could. It was a private visit, but she had a little picture drawn of the president and a little message. So I said I'd give it to her, and then he wanted to meet her, and her mother. And my brother. So they came over then afterwards. Certainly a unique, unique moment. He's very human like that. I know it was probably driving the Secret Service nuts in the background. But anyway.
And speaking of the Secret Service, before I let you go, can I ask you about, we've heard from the deli in Dundalk that was taken over by the Secret Service before his visit there. Yeah. Did you have a similar experience? And how do you balance the demands of the Secret Service and the sniffer dogs with the sanctity of the shrine?
Oh yeah, well, I have nothing but the height of praise for the Secret Service, especially a guy called Joe Billingfield, who was head of the corps here. He was absolutely 100% aware of where he was, and his agents, and indeed the White House staff and the embassy staff. They were they couldn't have been more understanding of the nature of Knock itself, and that really never became an issue, not once in the preparation. So I haven't anything but the height of praise.
Okay, well, another day that will no doubt go down in the history of the shrine. So for now, Father Richard Gibbons, Rector of Knock Shrine, thank you for joining us, and also Father Frank O'Grady.